You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for sportingnews.com. Come to the site now. Check out, we've got you going into divisional playoff weekend, mega week of games here. The four matchups will determine who advances to the AFC and NFC championship games. On yesterday's show, Matchup Wednesday, we broke down the two Saturday games between the Rams and Packers and Ravens and Bills. Today, Matchup Thursday, we'll turn our attention to the games on Sunday. The Browns-Chiefs kickoff at 3:05 there on Sunday the 17th coming up here. And then the Bucks and Saints close it at 6:40. So good doubleheader action, a doubleheader again here for you. So we'll break those two games down to depth. Plus, we'll also react to some breaking news here that could affect fantasy football in a big way in reality as well. Urban Meyer looks like he's going to be hired by the Jaguars here. So that is happening as the first big coaching hire. A lot of teams still looking for their guy. The Jaguars seem to have him in Meyer. So we'll react to that from our initial fantasy thoughts on that. Let's dive into that first playoff game, shall we? It's Browns-Chiefs. We're hoping for some high scoring in this one. It's 57.5 set as the over-under according to betonline.ag. The Chiefs 10-point favorites now according to betonline.ag. They're minus 500 on the money line, so pretty heavy favorites. The Chiefs are, after the Browns, the sixth seed, upset the Steelers in the wildcard round on the road. Now they go to Arrowhead Stadium against the Chiefs, the number one seed. Had the bye last week, so well-rested. Didn't play Patrick Mahomes there in Week 17 against the Chargers. So you got a fully healthy Chiefs team going after it here. Let's break down first the Browns on the other side. Their best source of offense production here is going to be Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, the former Chief there. The Chiefs are vulnerable against the run. They don't handle backs at all in the passing game. So I think Chubb and Hunt, that's where a lot of this is going to flow through for Baker Mayfield. I don't see a lot of downfield passing here, so you think you'll stick with what you usually get, Jarvis Landry and Austin Hooper. The problem is Chiefs can be pretty good in the middle of the field, and they can contain Austin Hooper with their excellent safeties there, Daniel Sorensen, of course, Tyrann Mathieu. So middle of the field is not exactly where I would feel it if I'm Baker Mayfield and taking those intermediate to deeper routes there. That's not going to happen much with the Browns. They have fine pass protection, good blocking overall. That's a big reason why the Browns are so successful. The interior with J.C. Treader, Joel Bitonio there, and Wyatt Teller. On the edge, they've been pretty good. We'll see if Jack Conklin's okay, Jedrick Wills. So they have a pretty good front here to keep the Chiefs at bay, but the Chiefs have 1-2 punch here on the outside and inside with Frank Clark and Chris Jones. So still, you don't want Baker Mayfield to throw in predictable passing situations if you're the Browns. So you want to stay ahead of the chains. You want to attack the weakness of the Chiefs. That's their front against the run and their linebackers in coverage. So you figure that's going to be good news for Chubb and Hunt. A lot of the offense is going to flow through them. The Chiefs, coincidentally, are terrible red zone defense, and the Browns are one of the best red zone offenses. So that should bode well. Their main scorers in that area are the backs, Chubb and Hunt, and then Hooper, a little bit more than Jarvis Landry, gets looks down there for touchdowns. So Jarvis Landry, I think, could be solid, but I don't expect a high ceiling potential here. I think you're looking maybe like 7 for 70, that type of deal. Austin Hooper, maybe more touchdown dependent this week, but I can see a lot of passes to Chubb and Hunt getting them involved. Don't really like Rashard Higgins or any of those other outside receivers that you look at on the Browns in this one. But yeah, Chubb Hunt is where I'm going. I don't really love Baker Mayfield this one. If they get behind, they're in trouble here. So again, Baker could be pretty solid here, but then he could also bust out. And I don't think his reward potential is worth the risk here if I'm going to play a quarterback on this Sunday slate. I think you look at Patrick Mahomes and then the other game with Tom Brady and Drew Brees, it's hard to go that direction trusting Baker Mayfield. So he'll probably be the best bargain in relation to the rest of the field, but you really can't go there on Sunday because I think it could be disastrous for Baker. If they trail and the Chiefs defense can tee off and Mayfield is in trouble facing a lot of pressure in his face, he could get pretty ugly here. So again, expect they're going to try the play action in the running game as much as possible, staying in there with Chubb and Hunt. But otherwise, the Browns don't really have a lot where the game script could fall in their favor here. So again, they want to keep Chubb and Hunt involved. And I think with Hunt, at least with him, you know he can catch the ball. If they trail, there'll be the checkdowns and all that. So maybe Hunt is a better value this week than Chubb. Well, Chubb might be a little bit more red zone, touchdown dependent. Well, I think Hunt could have a big game catching the ball here. And keep in mind, Chubb was very effective as a receiver against the Steelers as well. So again, that's where my focus of the Browns' offensive production and appeal is this week in their backfield. Now, let's look at the Chiefs. Not a bad defense to play. They do have the biggest spread. They're at home. And again, Mayfield and all that. They will be expensive, but in terms of the matchup value here on Sunday, they're really the no-brainer that you would go with the Chiefs. Now, Patrick Mahomes, there's nothing that's going to stop Patrick Mahomes. I know they have Myles Garrett, but you look on the outside, the Chiefs have not been the same offensive line. They're still holding it down pretty strongly with Eric Fisher. They are pretty decent up front. They haven't been as good this season, so I don't see a lot of success for the Chiefs running the ball. The Browns are very solid run defense, and I think the Chiefs also could see if it's not going to work, they're not going to establish the run here. They don't do that with Andy Reid. In fact, they tend to give up on the run earlier. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Le'Veon Bell, I don't know how that backfield is going to work where I know exactly what I'm going to get from Chubb and Hunt. So again, if I'm trusting backfield, it's definitely the Browns in this matchup than the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs have been a run against a good Browns run defense. They'll be comfortable throwing because there's no Olivier Vernon to flank Myles Garrett on the other side of the pass rush, so that's a problem. And then Denzel Ward will return, and he'll try to contain Tyreek Hill, but that's hard to do one-on-one. You don't usually want to take your chances there. You might see some intriguing blitzes from Joe Woods, the Browns defensive coordinator, but they got to trust Ward on the island with Hill, and I wouldn't necessarily do that here in coverage there. So I expect what you'll see is the Ward to try to put it on the other side of the field. Well, they work to double team Brackett to take Hill out of the game. That's easier said than done because Hill is also very active, can get open in the slot, can get past guys pretty quickly. So I think it's a great matchup for Tyreek Hill. I don't think Ward can stay with him. If they try to do that, I think they're just going to get burned here. If they try to play zone coverage, Hill can beat that as well with a lot of throws underneath and make a move or two in the open field and get going to the end zone. And Mahomes is just that good. The matchup has been fantastic. You saw the deep shots that the Steelers were able to have success with. And that was Ben Roethlisberger with his noodle arm. Here, Mahomes, rested arm, going to be aggressive throwing downfield. It's hard to know, again, who the other receiver is going to step up. I think they would lean more on the veteran, Sammy Watkins. It's hard to tell. Mecole Hardman is also a speed problem for the Browns defense. So that's a little tough, but always a little bit of a dice roll where you go. But Watkins would seem to be our best bet if you're looking for a Chiefs bargain receiver to come through. Because again, after Ward, this Browns secondary without Greedy Williams and others are just not very good at covering the outside. They also have plenty of problems covering the inside. So that's good news. The slot Hill can move away from Ward in that sense. But also you have Travis Kelce. The Browns are pretty vulnerable against the tight end. You saw what Eric Ebron did last week. He was just open all the time. He was like a turnstile there. So everything the Steelers did very well at a high level, feed Juju Smith-Schuster, get plays to Deontay Johnson, got Eric Ebron involved and made a catch in the end zone. The Chiefs can do better at every level. So I would go mega stack on Chiefs this week if I could with Hill, Kelce, and Mahomes. Just roll with it. Plug in some other bargain guys from these other games on Sunday. You can find them there. But I would try to get as much shares of the Chiefs passing game as I can into my lineup this week. And I expect them to have mega success. And Again, they'll be okay if they only run for 50 to 60 yards, because I think they could easily throw for 350 to 400, given that you had Ben Roethlisberger throw for 500 last week in a losing cause. So I think the Chiefs can do it even if it's not a back-and-forth affair or Mahomes is trailing. They can just be aggressive throwing the ball. We've seen that in a lot of games this year. So expect big things from the Chiefs offense, just more through the air, a lot more through the air than the ground in this one, and the Browns struggling pretty much other than stopping the run this week. All right, so there's a breakdown of that game. 305 is that kickoff, 57.5. So expecting some points, and again, the Chiefs should score most of that. We'll break down the Bucs Saints in our next segment here. But before we do that, I got to tell you about Echelon. When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, hitting your fitness goals, and feeling great about yourself. You got to hit your new goals in this upcoming year, and Echelon can get you there. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their Echelon Stride smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your own home. The EX7S is Echelon's latest state-of-the-art innovation that takes cycling to the next level. With Echelon, you'll also get world-class instructors who will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes, always available when you need them. Unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everyone, and one membership lets up to five family members all work out at the same time. Right now, you can try any Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Just go to echelonfit.com/lockedon. That's E-C-H-E-L-O-N, echelonfit.com/lockedon. Check it out, Echelon. You can try it now, and you know you'll love it, and get to your fitness goals here in 2021 with Echelon Fit. We'll be right back here to break down the marquee game between Tom Brady and Drew Brees, Bucs Saints, divisional playoffs. All right, let's continue the show here in a moment. But first, as we're talking about bets, we are glad that 2020 is over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins here in 2021. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's get into this game, shall we? It is the Buccaneers and Saints. The Saints are 3-point favorites, according to BetOnline.ag. It's a 52 over-under, according to BetOnline.ag. So, modest number of points here, and the game is a little closer, so a little even scoring in this game, potentially more so than the Browns-Chiefs, and more reliable scoring between Brady and Brees. Here, let's start with the Tampa Buccaneers here. Look at their prospects in fantasy. The Saints are a pretty good run defense. The Buccaneers are a pretty good run defense. These two teams are pretty neck and neck. We saw them all this regular season stay right there among the league leaders and stopping other teams' running games. So we'll see about Ronald Jones. He's a little iffy to return and play in this game. Leonard Fournette did a bang-up job last week against the Washington football team, running very effectively when they needed him. The Saints are a different story. They're better up front against the run. They should be a little well-rested, have their main guys ready to go in the front seven. They clean up very well on the second level as well. So I don't expect a lot from Fournette. I know it's the Louisiana connection coming back to New Orleans. It didn't really work out earlier in the season. So, again, Jones could be a little bit more effective than Fournette because he's got the younger, fresher legs here. I just don't see the Bucs running game being a big factor in this one, where you got plenty to exploit in the Saints secondary. I think the Bears left plenty on the table in that game. So Tom Brady, yeah, I'm going to lock into him pretty well. I expect him to have another big game here, well over 300 yards. Antonio Brown did struggle in the first matchup. These first two matchups weren't great for Brady, but don't look at those. I think Brady has a bigger game than Drew Brees. I like the Buccaneers to win as slight underdogs here on the road against New Orleans. So all that points to doing it in the passing game. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, these guys working together at a high level. It's really hard for the Saints to cover all of them. Marshawn Lattimore can be hit or miss in coverage. Janoris Jenkins can give up big plays. They're okay in the slot at times with the C.J. Gardner-Johnson there filling in for Patrick Robinson. They do have a decent safety play as well, but then Tom Brady's going to find a matchup he likes. This week, he could get Rob Gronkowski from not playing in line. The Saints are calculated more with their blitzes, so maybe not a pass protection issue. Do you have to care about DeCam Jordan and Trey Hendrickson? So there's a little bit of concern there. So I wouldn't go all in on Gronk. I wouldn't also go in the break direction. It's hard to know the way the Bucs will play it there at those spots. But I think this is going to be a wide receiver-focused game here. Brady's going to pick his poison and see who can the Saints be most vulnerable to. I think it definitely could be Brown working all over the field. Godwin on the slot could also eat here. So I think it starts with Godwin and Brown, and then Evans is just a beast, hard to cover. So if Lattimore, who's had some big games against Brown, kind of is checked out a little bit and doesn't know who to cover, maybe sometimes caught up on Brown, then Evans can also go off for a second straight week in this one. But those three receivers locked in with Tom Brady, they're going to be the way to move the ball. Definitely want to see and get one of those guys in. I think in order, I like Godwin most, then Brown, then Evans in this game based on the matchups. And again, Brady, Gronk, it's hard to read there. I wouldn't be surprised if Brady is the key receiver again from that position, depending on how the Bucs feel about that pass rush and helping Tristan Wirfs and blocking as a rookie, because he's had some trouble in this matchup before. So I could easily see that happen with Gronk, and Gronk is very good at doing it. That's why they put him there, and they're confident they can get the ball to other guys here. So again, fade the tight ends, not feeling the running game, but those wide receivers and Brady pumping up here, I think they have a good understanding of what the Saints could do in coverage against them, and Brady, third time against an opponent, should really light it up here in this game. Now let's look at the Saints here as the favorites, 3 points. Now the Bucs, their weakness is really their linebacker core. Devonta David is pretty good, but Devin White has not been the best this season. He's going to return, which helps on the second level. For the Saints, they have to go that way. So you'll see a lot of Alvin Kamara here. Latavius Murray, the traditional running game, can't expect success. The Buccaneers are nasty against the run. So I think you'll see a lot of Alvin Kamara, the shorter passes to Michael Thomas. You don't really want to throw the ball downfield against this team because you have Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul coming off the edge. You have Carlton Davis and his big size here. So I wouldn't trust Emmanuel Sanders. So I think the Saints are going to keep it simple here. A lot of Kamara, a lot of Thomas. That's really what their offense bread and butter has been. There's been some flashes where Sanders and Deontay Harris and Marcus Callaway have gotten involved, and Traquan Smith at one point. But Jared Cook could also be busy here in the middle of the field. The Buccaneers aren't great against the tight end. They were at one point. Antoine Winfield Jr. is a rookie, so sometimes he has some trouble there. But again, Devin White hasn't been all that great in coverage this year. So a lot of Kamara, a lot of Cook, a lot of Thomas underneath stuff. So I'm not going to dig deep to find another receiver on this team, and I'm not digging deep to play Murray. I don't really like Drew Brees all that much in this one to have high volume and production. They're going to have to stay somewhat conservative and grounded here as well against this tough Bucs run D anyway. But Kamara gets it done, and Thomas through the short and intermediate passing game with a little Cook on the side here. So Cook, I think they underused him against the Bears. I think they could have had a lot more offensive success if they had thrown there. Again, the Bucs, again, been up and down against the tight end, but I would lean on Cook a little bit more if I'm Breeze. This week, again, Thomas looked okay last week. You have to beat the Bucs on these shorter routes here. They do, again, have good size of the corners. They don't allow much deep in the pass rush. So I do like Thomas to be effective and see quite a bit of high volume here. And I expect at some point the Saints are going to have to throw more than they would like. And they're going to keep it simple with Kamara, Thomas, and Cook in this game. And then I think the Buccaneers just have more passing pop in a game where the running game is going to be limited on both sides. And that ultimately makes the difference as Brady outduels Breeze in this game, puts up the better numbers for fantasy and the better result for reality here with the victory on the road. The third time indeed is the charm for the Bucs to throw the Saints monkey off their back at the most opportune time to advance to the NFC Championship game. So in recap, I do like the Buccaneers to go to Green Bay and play the Packers in the NFC title game, and I like form to hold here with the Chiefs hosting the Bills 1-2 in the AFC for the AFC Championship game on road to get to Super Bowl 55 here. Now, looking at the Browns-Chiefs, I like that game to go under. I like the Buccaneers and Saints to go over with that, with the Chiefs covering and the Bucks plus +3 winning outright this week at plus +140. Okay, so there's a look at the games. So we do have to give our reaction to the Urban Meyer hiring. Big news here out of Jacksonville. So we'll get that to that in our final segment. But first, I got to tell you about Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now possible to stock all the parts you need in traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless, seeming intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer? Choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Rockauto.com, you've got a catalog that's unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. You'll find everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and new carpet. Whether it's you, the classic driver, you, the daily driver, get everything you need in few easy clicks from rockauto.com, delivered directly to your door. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? To save, go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked onto their How'd You Hear Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. That's rockauto.com. We've also been talking about the betting lines in these games, and we're ready. We're ready for the divisional playoff round. And betonline.ag, that's the only place that we trust and has you covered here for all the action this weekend and beyond as other sports get revved up here. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. It's the divisional playoffs. We got the championship games around the corner, Super Bowl 55. You've got basketball in full swing. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And a programming reminder here, Thursdays on Lockdown NFL are must-listen as Ryan Tracy and Christopher Carter preview things that are coming up over the weekend here with the biggest storylines for the divisional playoffs, key injuries, all the things you need to know, expert analysis from Ryan and Chris every Thursday. Subscribe to Lockdown NFL wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's now talk about the big hire in the works being finalized here. Urban Meyer going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That should attract a pretty all-star staff here. And we know they hold the number one overall pick and another pick in the draft with the Rams from that Jalen Ramsey deal. So really can help out that defense and help out Trevor Lawrence here. So you got to like that hire. You feel confident that Urban Meyer is going to put Trevor Lawrence in the best position to succeed right away. We're totally feeling it here. James Robinson coming off a big year as an undrafted free agent. That's going to be good news for him here as a feature running back. We really loved what he did as an RB1 as a rookie, so that's good news. You know, Urban Meyer's going to invest and make sure that offensive line is intact. So Cam Robinson's a free agent, but they're going to make sure that up front they're pretty good. They like well, they have Juwan Taylor up front. Brandon Linder is a good rock there. Andrew Norwell, Ohio State guy. So that helps him up front at guard. So figure some good running game is still going to continue. Jacksonville is the backbone of what they do to set up some things. They're going to make sure that DJ Chark and Laviska Shenault, as young wide receivers, get the help they need. They could have some change up at the other receivers, but again, Shad Khan, the owner, says he's going to take a pretty active approach there with what the Jaguars do. But Urban Meyer, you got to let him do his thing here. And again, track record of success, Florida with a lot of offense, Ohio State going back to Alex Smith and the days in Utah for those back in the day, Bowling Green as well, and Josh Harris and all that stuff. So that's good news. You got a coach that knows offense, special teams as well here. The Jaguars are pretty strong in that department. So yeah, Jaguars, everything arrow pointing up for this team there. So Lawrence, I think, has potential now to be a back-end QB1. That's how good he could be as a rookie. Definitely with the weapons he has there, Tyler Eifert coming back for one more year, tight end, can help a rookie quarterback. Chark certainly has some appeal as a wide receiver too. Shenault, after a nice finish to the season there with Mike Glennon as a wide receiver 3, I think they'll get him more involved and be a more regular part of the offense there. Chris Conley, they'll probably move on from him. So they'll see if they keep Keelan Cole in the slot. You can see some changes there. But this is going to be an aggressive downfield throwing team. As good as Gardner Minshew was at times working with Chark, Lawrence takes it a whole nother level here. with that situation. So great, exciting news there. I wouldn't write off Urban Meyer having a lot of success. He's had success everywhere he's been, Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State in college. This is kind of a college team. You want to get the youth excited here. Kind of why Pete Carroll came in, and then he kind of got his groove when he found Russell Wilson and did the rah-rah approach here. Urban Meyer's that organized, calculated type coach in the Nick Saban mold. So give him some resources here with the Jaguars, and they have plenty with their cap space and their draft capital, starting with that top pick and a good later round first rounder wherever the Rams end up picking here when they get eliminated from the playoffs. So yeah, I like the Jaguars upside a lot for reality and fantasy, and a team that we're definitely going to watch when we look at the props for over 100 wins. I think they're a very good bet to go over no matter what it is, given that it's not the strongest division. It's kind of a mirage that you had a couple teams, 11-5, Colts and Titans get in the playoffs. You had a really bad team in the Texans there, losing a lot of games. And I think things are going to be a lot tighter in the AFC South next year. Pretty good array of coaches here. I have Mike Vrabel, that Ohio State guy that's done well with the Titans. Arthur Smith, we'll see if he stays. The offense coordinator, you got Frank Reich and that system really working well. We'll see what they do at quarterback. And Deshaun Watson still waiting on his head coach. So probably frustrating for Watson to see that his Clemson QB Lawrence is the one going to get Meyer, while we're still in limbo with who Watson is going to be attached to. So we'll have good reaction to all the teams and offseason breakdowns for you all offseason long here on Locked On Fantasy Football. Once the playoffs are done, we'll turn our attention to advanced scouting, free agency draft, all that good stuff, and we will keep bringing that to you here. So programming reminder, we will have a lineup Friday tomorrow. Look at the slates on Saturday and Sunday. Look at the best values, particularly with the price points for these players in the games we talk about here on Matchup Wednesday and Matchup Thursday. So we'll have that in. Looking further ahead, we'll be off on Monday. It is a holiday there, Martin Luther King Day. So we'll take that, and then we'll do our usual roundup stuff there on Tuesday next week. So adjusted Tuesdays now without waiver wire and all that. And again, check us out, lineup Friday. We will take care of you here from a DFS perspective on DraftKings and FanDuel for the four divisional playoffs. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this is Vinny Iyer. See you next time.